Creek Alley, maybe, to 12:30, the story of the journey from the streets of New York to the California canyons, a record which went into the top 10, through the marvelous Monterey International Pop Festival, through countless magazine articles, numberless television appearances, and through a continuing involvement in the local Los Angeles scene, we have grown to prize them highly and love them dearly. Which is what Derek Taylor says about the Mamas and the Papas. And also in that set, we heard Tracy Chapman with Talkin' 'Bout a Revolution off of her self-titled album. And what I didn't know was on this track, she's singing, obviously, and she's also playing acoustic guitar, electric rhythm guitar, and did the percussion, some of the percussion, which I think is really awesome. And I didn't realize, like, the scope to which she was involved with on that track, which is really cool. And sandwich in the middle of that set, we heard The Obvious Child. That one my dad put me on, and Talking About a Revolution my mom put me on, so like, little shout out to them. But that was The Obvious Child by Paul Simon off of The Rhythm of the Saints. And we kicked off this final set with some Van Morrison live at the Grand Opera House in Belfast, and that was Into the Mystic / Inarticulate Speech of the Heart as the little introduction track, and then that segued into Dweller on the Threshold. And now we got queued up some Steve Earle, This Is Someday, which, if you are familiar with the movie Bridge to Terabithia, this is one of the songs that the music teacher, who is Zooey Deschanel, plays, and she plays this on guitar for the kids, and that's what put me on this song, which is really fun. So here is a little Bridge to Terabithia nod on 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington.
There ain't a lot that you can do in this town. You drive down to the lake and then you turn back around. You go to school and you learn to read and write, so you can walk bank sign away your life. Now I work at the filling station on the interstate. I'm pumping gasoline and counting out a state plate.
Getting dusty. Wash out your mouth. Your lies are getting rusty. can't believe nothing you say, cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. You never change, always rapping about the same old thing. Something to tell you, baby, that you ain't hip to, baby. Blowing minds is a thing of the past. You blew your chance, that's why you never last. You wanna be a graduated mother, but in reality you're just another brother. You slick, but you could stand a lot of greasing. The things you do ain't never really pleasing. Can't believe nothing you say. I'm around to see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. Worse than an educated fool. Talking sex is your favorite conversation, but peace and love is a famous generation. What's in your head is really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game, same old thing. You never change. Same old game, same old thing. Always rapping about the same old thing.
Welcome back to this all vinyl set during Vinylthon. I'm hosting the hours of 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and I'm DJ Double L. But if you want to find me in real life, my name is Elise Neely. And we just heard Funkier Than a Mosquito's Tweeter by Nina Simone off of her record, It Is Finished, which a little backstory on that record. It Is Finished was Nina Simone's last record that she made with RCA, which was her record label. And it was saying goodbye to that record label and the contract that she was in. And just in general, goodbye to America. After she finished this record, she moved to Barbados and then subsequently Liberia. And she had some time to just relax and not be a performer and not be in the public eye as much as she was. It says on her website, the role of freedom fighter had broken down in the face of social and personal problems. Nothing daunted, Simone reinvented herself as the Obia woman. The African-rooted, classically trained pianist freely moved between civilization and savagery. Both are tricky concepts and need those inverted commas. The dark and fearful Dambala visits a place beyond death and reveals the secrets that only the Obia woman knows. So that's a little bit about Nina Simone and this record, It Is Finished, which came out in 1974 and was recorded largely in New York City. Entirely in New York City, actually. Some in RCA Studios and some in the Philharmonic Hall, which is really cool. Also in that set, we heard 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago. And it says on their liner notes, it better end soon, can't stand it no more, the people dying, crying for help for so many years, but nobody hears, better end soon, my friend, it better end soon, my friend. So yeah, that's a little bit about this Chicago record. Not that that was very descriptive, but it gives you a little peek inside the record. And then prior to that, we heard Nelson Mandela by The Specials, and these liner notes are a little bit more descriptive, so I'll give you a little read. But Nelson Mandela, leader of the banned South African Liberation Movement, the African National Congress, has been imprisoned in South Africa since 1962. His sentence is life plus 5 years, although he has already been imprisoned for over 24 years and is now 67 years old. The white minority regime in South Africa is determined to keep him there until he dies. In South Africa, a life sentence means quite literally life for political prisoners. So this was a song by The Specials, Free Nelson Mandela, in response to that. And I think some of those numbers might be a little dated, as this came out in 1984, and I don't believe Nelson Mandela is still alive. But this was during apartheid. It says Nelson Mandela is a threat to apartheid. His fight for racial equality and human dignity has made him a powerful symbol of resistance for the South African people. Even after 21 years, his words cannot be quoted in South Africa, and even his photograph is banned. During 1983, one man was sentenced to 8 years for having a Free Mandela t-shirt. Two musicians were jailed for 4 years each for singing a Free Mandela song. Winnie Mandela is banned and constantly harassed by the security police. So that's a little bit about this track, Free Nelson Mandela by The Specials. It's a little step back in time there. And we started off that set with Someday by Steve Earle. And now, queued up on the turntable right now, is Fisherman Blues by The Water Boys, which is from my own collection. This record is like this lovely yellow color. I think colored vinyl is so cool. And fun fact, when they're pressing vinyl, black is the most common color that they use, but when they press in other colors, they have to heat to different temperatures because the colored vinyl melt at different temperatures, or like get soft at different temperatures, which I think is really cool. It's a fun fact. So without further ado, here is Fisherman's Blues. And if you look outside at the weather, I feel like it's a good day. The little rain and the clouds, and it's like kind of cold, but not super cold, but not really warm either. I think this is some Fisherman Blues weather. So here's Fisherman Blues by The Water Boys on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
but seriously, I'd follow you forever. Even without looking, you call, we come together. Even without speaking, you sang for me. You sang for me. The picture box is full, and we are kissing in a fistful of fragments falling down. I throw them up and I watch them hit the ground like snow. Amputated dimension of the physical, melting image without sound. Park Avenue, 838, waving to my best friend like a soldier at the gate of tears. Feels like it's been 10 years. Has it only been 2 years? 2 years feels like forever, but I know you with that look and you call, we come together. Even without speaking, you sang for me. You sang.
story clear. Now that you're lifting your feet from the ground, weigh up your anchor and never look round. Oh, oh, oh. Let's sing a song for Hazy Jane. She's back again in my mind. If songs were lines in a conversation, the situation would be fine.
Welcome back to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. We are spinning vinyl all day yesterday and all day today as part of Vinylthon. And that last song you just heard was Hazy Jane 2 by Nick Drake off the record Brighter Later. And to tell you a little more about Nick Drake, when this record first came out, it kind of was a flop. If you're looking at the metrics of, like, record sales, it sold fewer than 15,000 copies upon release, and Nick Drake was kind of bummed out about it and ended up, dying of an overdose of antidepressant pills. And whether that was an accident or not is still kind of not clear. And he died at the age of 26, so he also missed being a part of the 27 Club, if you're familiar with that. There's a bunch of famous musicians who have died at the age of 27, but he was 26 when he died. But a while after his death, he ended up becoming really well known and really respected and really liked. And people like REM, Television, Elton John, Kate Bush, Radiohead, and Beck have cited him as influences to their music, which is really cool, but also really tragic that he didn't get the recognition that he deserved when he was alive. But nevertheless, that was Hazy Jane 2 by Nick Drake from Brighter Later. We also heard Los Angeles by Big Thief, and Big Thief is coming to the waterfront in Burlington, I believe on August 2nd, and me and my friend drove down to the box office yesterday to get our Big Thief tickets, and I ended up getting like a physical paper ticket, and it was really cool, and I'm enjoying doing some analog things, and that was one of them, so I'm excited to see them live. I think it'll be awesome. But that was off their newest record, Double Infinity. And that one was from my own collection, and it's a green record. And it's this lovely green color, and I really like looking at it. I feel like I've been appreciating colors more recently, just like in the world. And yeah, it was really cool. And the first song in that set was Fisherman's Blues by the Water Boys. And the time is now 10 a.m., so we're also going to read a little PSA for you about birding. So, spring has sprung, and that means that many species of both short-distance and long-distance migratory birds are returning to Vermont. Spring and early summer are prime birding season, as it is breeding season for the birds. So many of them are decked out in their bright breeding plumages and singing their hearts out in hopes of attracting a mate. Some species that are returning to Vermont soon that you should be on the lookout for are American robins, red-winged blackbirds, scarlet tanagers, and bobolinks. So park yourself under a big tree, grab your binoculars, and keep your eyes peeled for some feathered friends. This message is from your birding DJs at WRUV-FM Burlington. Okay, so the next record I have queued up, is I did get a request for some Earth, Wind, and Fire, and I went back into the vinyl to look for it, and I could not find any. But while I was in the vicinity of the E section, I scooted on over to the D section for a little bit, and I found some Derek and the Dominoes. So this is their record Layla, and this is the track Bell Bottom Blues on 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington.
Bell-bottom blues, you made me cry. Not all the news is feeling. If I could choose a place to die, it would be in your arms. Do you wanna see me cry?
you're living in your own world. You're living in a waking dream. You're living in the best of all possible worlds. Contagion in the hall of your apartment, and a soft little scratching on the wall of the room next to yours, and thousands of Mr. Odds never even seem to get a shirt on. Thousands of Mr. Odds using tea bags every day. Thousands of Mr. Odds living inside of Royal Oak Station. Take care, nation. Take care, nation. They're there by accident, they're not real. It's just an accident of birth. In the daycare nation,
pass. wonder that's just right. And I'll be satisfied not to read in between the lines. And I will walk and talk in gardens all wet with rain. And I will never, ever, ever, ever grow so old again. Sugar baby. Sweet thing. Sugar baby. Sugar baby. Sugar baby. What is champagne?
Goddamn day, I've been smoking with my friends to wash the nights away. Catching up on sleeps harder when I'm waking up next to me. There's a girl from down the road sending looks my way. Frankly, dear, I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to say. How can I say no? Thousand miles away. Wish I could roll the windows down, but the snow has swallowed up our little town. Well, there's coffee in my cup, the camera's in my face. Well, I think I've had enough of all these people in this place. Tomorrow I'll be gone, could be a thousand miles away. And there's something on my chest that's really messing with my health. Just because I'm smiling doesn't mean that I am smiling for myself. Take the stage, put the mask back on the show. Wish I could roll the windows down, but the snow has swallowed up my whole town. I know you have to. Didn't have the light. Take this sun. You stole it in my sleep.
In the next room, bound to win a prize. They've been going at it all night long. I'm trying to get some sleep, but these motel walls are cheap. Lincoln Duncan is my name, and here's my song. Here's my song.
father was a fisherman, my mama was a fisherman's friend, and I was born in the boredom and the chowder. So when I reached my prime, I left my home in the Maritimes and headed down the turnpike for New England, sweet New England. Holes in my confidence, holes in the knees of my jeans. I was left without a penny in my pocket. Ooh-wee, I was about as destitute as a kid could be, and I wished I wore a ring so I could hawk it. I'd like to hawk it. I seen a young girl in a parking lot preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost. I seen that girl was the road to my survival. Later on the very same night, she crept to my tent with a flashlight, and my long years of innocence ended. She took me to the woods, saying, here comes something and it feels so good. And just like a dog, I was befriended. I was befriended. Ooh, what a night. Oh, what a garden of delight. Even now that sweet memory lingers. I was playing my guitar and lying underneath the stars, just thanking the Lord for my fingers, for my fingers.
Welcome back to another 2 hours of Vinylthon. We just heard Paul Simon, that was Duncan, off of Paul Simon in Concert, Live Ryman. And this record also features Urubamba and the Jesse Dixon Singers. And this arrangement of this song was really magical to me. And I remember, like, exactly where I was the first time I heard it. And, like, everything just kind of stopped. I was like, whoa. What is this song? It just like had some like magic sewn into it or something. I don't know. And I feel really lucky that I own this record. Also in that set was Snowbank Blues by the Backseat Lovers off of Waiting to Spill. I had the pleasure of seeing them live last fall, and they were opened up by one of my favorite bands, Sneaky Miles, so it was like a 2-for-1 combo. But I really like the whistling at the end of that song, and in listening to the record in full, I feel like it took me a while to like it. It wasn't something that I liked right away, but I think the songs, like the way they ordered them, it kind of goes through like a life. Like it starts out at birth and kind of ends at death, and this song was kind of falls in the middle of that. I think Snowbank Blues is about like when you're working, kind of like that age of like you're not fully an adult yet, but you're kind of an adult and you just kind of have to like work really hard to make ends meet. That's kind of how I interpreted it, but you may have your own interpretations, and that's really cool. In the middle of that set, we heard Sweet Thing by Van Morrison off of the record Astral Weeks. This was the first record that I ever bought. And I bought it, I think, at Pure Pop, the Purple record store in downtown Burlington. And yeah, the Waterboys also do a cover of Sweet Thing, and they mash it up with Blackbird by the Beatles. So if that sounds like something that would be up your alley, I would definitely recommend giving that a listen, because that's, I'm like not big into cover versions, because I feel like the original is kind of the best one. But I really like the Waterboys version of Sweet Thing. Also in that set was Daycare Nation by the Jazz Butcher. I discovered this on one of my other sets for my actual radio show. It was kind of a blind pick off of a blind record, and I ended up really enjoying it. And my friend did too, and she listens to the song a lot now, so it reminds me of her. And we started off that set with Bell Bottom Blues by Derek and the Dominoes off of Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. And now we are about to play some Harry Chapin. This is Cat's Cradle off of Verities and Balderdash on 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. You're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. We'll be right back.
I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time then.
Like a mountain. Yeah, 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 yeah. Feel me like a sea. This is a song about your wavelength and my wavelength, baby. You turn me on when you get me on your wavelength now, yeah, 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 yeah. With your wavelength, go with your wavelength. With your wavelength. With your wavelength. Oh mama, oh mama, oh mama, oh mama, oh mama, oh mama, oh mama.
Wave, oh mama, wave. the first lady of song. I call her the high priestess of song. She can do no wrong. She can do no wrong. She's been the greatest in the land since she sang with Chick Webb's band. And I love her, I love her. I tell you people I love her. Sweet and lovely Ella be good. Oh Ella, Ella be good to me. Cause our kind of music is sometimes misunderstood. Oh Ella, 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 you are so good for me. Some say jazz just isn't sensible, but the way she sings it makes it comprehensible. Here's a bow to the great first lady of song. Ella Fitzgerald can do no wrong.
And welcome back to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington after that nice long vinyl set. That last track we just spun was Lady Be Good by Mel Torme on vocals there and Buddy Rich on drums off their record that they did together again for the first time. And on the liner notes, here's a little bit about what they have to say about each other, and it's a little humorous. So Buddy Rich, speaking about Mel Torme, says, "You have to give credit to a man when you consider that before the start of this album, we had to perform a tracheotomy on Mel in order to get any sound out of him. The man doesn't realize he's been dead since 1942. When I was first asked if I would consider doing an album with Mr. Torme, I was seriously in doubt of the outcome. Then I realized that if people would spend their dollars to see King Tut, it would be possible for them to spend their money to buy this and actually watch the resurrection of a man. But seriously, folks, I'm serious." And then Mel Torme has to say about Buddy Rich, he says, "Buddy Rich is a genius, and that's that. Whenever I'm asked to name the second best drummer around, I invariably reply, there is no second best. That's because, candidly, no one even comes close. Victor Venom, as I affectionately call him, and I have been friends for over 30 years. It's nice to be together again for the first time on vinyl for Century Records." So that's a little, you can tell they have a nice little friendship. And that was the song Lady Be Good, which is a nod to Ella Fitzgerald. And Mel Torme was following her original scat lines there for a little bit that she recorded 30 years ago. But then after that, he just kind of goes off on his own, and he's interacting with Buddy Rich on the drums there. Also in that set was Wavelength remastered by Van Morrison. There's been a lot of Van Morrison today, but that's not a bad thing. Personally, I like the remastered version way better than the original version. That's all I have to say on that. Also in that set was Peace of Mind by Boston. I'm from Massachusetts, so I had to play some Boston. And we also heard Half Moon by Janis Joplin off the record Pearl, and some Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin off the record Verities and Balderdash. And now queued up on the turntable is a little Joan Baez. And we have The Wild Mountain Time off the Joan Baez Love Song album. This is track 5 on side 1 in a double record set. And it's a traditional song, and you'll also hear Russ Savakis on string bass. So without further ado, here's Joan Baez on 90.1 WRUV-FM, Burlington.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the leaves sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the purple heather. Will you go, laddie? And we'll all go together to pull. My true love, he won't go. I will surely find another to pull. Mountain time from all around. at the foot of yonder fountain, and on it I'll put all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, Maddie?
I'd like to do a song I never played in public before. It's a brand new song. It's sort of a tribute to the friends of mine that come out here on the road, and to you too.
I don't know. We do so. just pass the time in the hotel rooms and wander around backstage till those lights